News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
If you've opened any social media or traditional media this morning, you will have seen pictures of Donald Trump festooned in green and surrounded by shamrock. That was, of course, because the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, presented him with the traditional bowl of shamrock on Patrick's Day. And our own Jamie O'Hara has been in the US since Friday, following all of the various different ceremonial activities and all of the various different meetings. The big one, of course, was the meeting with the US President. Jamie is with us this morning. Jamie, how did it go?
Anton, good morning. Well, I think it's fair to say Micheál Martin and the government and Department of Foreign Affairs will view this visit, this four-day visit, as a success. I mean, yesterday was the Donald Trump show. It just so happened that it was on Patrick's Day and that the leader he was sitting beside was Micheál Martin. All attention pretty much on Donald Trump. Yesterday in the Oval Office, he spoke about the links between Ireland and the US. His only real criticism, actually, was about the trade deficit. He said he wants to bridge or narrow with the sale of liquefied natural gas to Ireland. And then he also spoke about that later at the Capitol building. Now, it's a short clip as Donald Trump does. He immediately pivoted to talking about how nice and warm the room was that we were in. But we can hear what he said about that.
We have the most energy of any country in the world by far. So we want to sell a little of that to you. The deficit will come down, 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 and everybody's going to be happy. So you got to buy a lot of our stuff.
And the war in Iran, across a topic President Trump spoke about several times throughout the day. What did he have to say about it?
Yes, absolutely. It's fair to say it dominated his couple of appearances. President Trump said he had been forced to act because Iran had nuclear weapons. You know, he sees the past 2 weeks as a great success for him personally, for the US military. He said no one else could have gotten as much done in that time as he did, speaking as only Donald Trump can. He said the country has been a bad player for 48 years and would have used a nuclear weapon within 24 hours of having one. Then he went on to have a go off the Iranian regime. He described them as maniacs, a cancer, lunatics controlling nuclear weaponry. And he said they were demented. And he said the US action was, he said, a little excursion. And how he came to that was he started talking about the links between Ireland and St. Patrick's Day and 250 years of the States. And then he basically just cut into, and I hope you don't mind, we did a little excursion. That's what he called it. He was asked about the comments of President Catherine Connolly, who described events in the Middle East and beyond as deliberate assaults on international law. Now, President Connolly did not name the US and Israel specifically in that statement. And then, Anton, President Trump seemed to think the Irish president is a man and referred to the holder of that office as he. And this is what he said.
Look, he's lucky I exist. That's all I can say. Because if you're going to allow countries that are sick and demented, and they are demented, to have nuclear weapons, everybody in the whole world should be very thankful. And I'm disappointed in NATO, very disappointed. I'm disappointed in a couple of other countries, too.
And, of course, he was asked about the Irish Open, which is going to be at his property.
Yes, he was. And it, of course, will take place in Doonbeg in September. He was asked whether he would be attending. He was also asked about whether he was aware of a challenge to an extension there potentially being held up by someone who was objecting to the development because of a rare snail. It was one of the more surreal moments in an extremely surreal day. But he said he didn't know about that. But here he is on the Irish Open.
You just said, I hope you're going to go.
I did.
And we're going to try. We are going to try. But it would be an honor. But it was a great honor to be chosen. They only choose the best courses in the world for the, you know, for the big opens. It's one of the big ones, the Irish Open. It's really become one of the most important tournaments in the world. It's going to do. I hear it's going to be a fantastic success.
It'll be a great success.
Yeah, and in one of the weirder things that has ever happened in a meeting between an Irish Taoiseach and a US president, we ended up with a situation where the Taoiseach was standing up for the British Prime Minister.
Yes, he did. And this was in relation to the war in Iran. And Hormuz, and I suppose we already know he isn't exactly the greatest fan of NATO, Donald Trump. In fact, he was asked whether he would be reevaluating US membership by a member of the US media. He said he could do it himself without Congress, i.e. pull the United States out of NATO without Congress, but he said he's not happy, but he's disappointed with NATO. But he said also that he had no plans right now to evaluate US membership. Then on to Keir Starmer. Donald Trump said Keir Starmer is not Winston Churchill, and he pointed to a bust of Churchill in the Oval, and he kind of turned to us and said, like, you know who this is. This is of, you know, because of the refusal to allow the British Navy to assist in the Strait of Hormuz. And then Micheál Martin responded, and this is what he said.
I just met with Keir Starmer last week. The British-Irish relationship is a very important one. Churchill was a great wartime leader, although in Ireland there was kind of a different perspective in terms of during our own War of Independence and so on. He created his own bit of difficulties for us. But that said, he was a great wartime hero. Keir Starmer has done a lot to reset the Irish-British relationship. I just want to put that on the record. But I do believe that he's a very earnest, sound person who I think you have a capacity to get on with, and you've got on with him before, and you've got on with other European leaders as well.
For sure.
And I think you have that capacity again.
By God, as sidesteps go, that one's a cracker. That was it for Iran and NATO and Keir Starmer. There wasn't a huge amount of criticism of Ireland for once.
No, not really. I mean, Keir Starmer being described as sound there, I'm not sure how well that's going to translate for the Americans. But, you know, the president did mention the trade deficit between the US and Ireland. But I suppose when you have a country of 5.5 million people, you know, roughly, and a country of 340 million people, roughly, trade isn't exactly like for like. And he also leveled criticism against Europe for its policies. But I think overall, the president was very, very complimentary about Ireland. And J.D. Vance was very complimentary about Ireland as well. Our first event was at the vice president's residence. There was a breakfast, and J.D. Vance basically stood up and said how much he loved Ireland and, you know, how this is always a great time in D.C. But I think Ireland Inc. Did well out of these 4 days, really, Anton.
Jamie, thank you very much. Jamie O'Hara, News Talk reporter there in Washington, D.C.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.